You know, there are no detailed injunctions on these things, but the principles are fairly laid down during the Quran, and also they have been practiced in the life of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from that we get light. We derive all our light from these two sources. In principle, Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya particular is made to serve others. And therein lies its excellence. It's all the beauty of Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya particular lies in this fundamental fact that is made, is created to serve others. Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. So anything which is of service to mankind is in fact is in the character of the Muslim. But there are certain conditions which have to be borne in mind. The other principle, which is also very important in this, that high value will not be sacrificed for low value. It is always a low value which is sacrificed for the high value. So you can serve others to save their life or their own, not at the cost of your own life and your own honor. Because the donor will not be permitted to commit this sort of suicide for the sake of others. Here the preference would be given to the donor and he would be considered belonging to the higher level.
So if your own life is threatened, and I mean obviously, although there are hidden dangers in every situation, I'm not talking of that. But if you know positively that your own life is endangered, then you're not permitted to sacrifice for others by donating anything. But after the death of a person, his life is not at all in danger. It's not there. So whatever service he can render after death should be quite within the four walls of Islamic principles. And there shouldn't be the least objection to it. Now, this is exactly what the Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya is already doing. Don't you donate your blood for others?
Yes.
And don't you receive others' blood for yourself? What is the difference between an eye and blood? In fact, blood can cause some danger, even remote. But the donation of eye after death does not cause any danger whatsoever. So a thing which is already practiced is not being observed. You overlook these things and create a problem as if it has come to light just recently, and nobody ever thought over it. Everybody had already thought over it and decided that it's quite natural for one man to save another person's life.